The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Random topics often come from a book that Kelly was gifted called Burn After Writing. And it is really good. And I think you've been giving it as gifts, haven't you?
I have. And now that I've been giving it as gifts, I think that my targeted ads are all, especially on TikTok. Have y'all been seeing the commercial on TikTok for this Burn After Writing? And it's like, oh, I'm not ever going to be able to burn this. And I'm like, that's that book.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it is so good. Yeah, my girlfriend Leslie gave it to me after my breakup. And she was like, just thumb through these. And then she gave me another great book that had like quotes and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I brought it in here thinking like y'all would love this. And then she bought copies for each of y'all.
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice.
Thank you again if she's
such
listening.
A teacher friend. I
it
love
is.
Her.
All right. I just flipped to a random page and for random topics. Who wants the first one?
I'll do it.
I choose Kelly.
I think Kelly should also do it.
I volunteer as tribute. Mm-hmm.
Kelly.
Okay.
If you had to sacrifice one of your relatives to save the world, who would it be and
can
why?
Can it be an in-law?
Is that it's a relative.
Yeah.
I consider my in-laws relatives.
Yeah, family tree. Yeah.
Can it be an ex-in-law?
No.
No. That's not a relative.
No, they're not in the family anymore. You know how that goes. They're dead to
everyone. I throw my ex's sister-in-law.
That's not really true.
Into a volcano for sacrifice so fast. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'd have to sacrifice a relative for what?
To save the world?
The whole world.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Pretty modest sacrifice, really.
Oh, man. Yeah.
To save the whole world?
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
somebody you don't really know.
Yeah.
Like a distant whatever.
Oh, my Aunt Babs.
Oh, yeah.
Why her?
I mean, well, it's Babs.
She's been drinking wine for the last 40 years. I don't even think she'll notice. She's funny. She is really funny, but I think she'd be the type to be like, it's fine. Just do it.
Steve.
My Uncle Jimmy would probably be like, all right, take her. Yes, please.
Yeah. Steve, who you knocking off to save the world?
It's got to be somebody that I haven't seen in years, who I can't even picture anymore.
Hmm. Is it your brother, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Makes sense.
Just kidding.
Good day to you.
Yeah.
Someone you haven't seen in years, like an aunt or an uncle who's old or a cousin that...
Yeah, or like a great aunt or something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody who I'm not even positive is still alive.
Okay.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
I think it has to be somebody you know enough whether or not they're alive.
It has to be someone you'd go to the funeral for.
Right. Yeah, it can't be.
Somebody I'd go to the funeral for.
Fifth generation.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean.
Yeah, it can't be your ninth cousin removed. Or
yeah, one of those.
Why not?
Or
that's a family member.
No.
If we can do in-laws, we can do.
It's got to be somebody who has been at a holiday.
Okay,
you can do an
in-law, but it has to be one where you'd go to the funeral.
Yep. Mm. That's tough for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to like all of my family.
Tend to, but you can find one.
Yeah.
There's always a bottom
this
rung.
This is a tough one. I cannot make a decision.
Steve's so hesitant. I got an ex-sister-in-law lined up. I got an aunt I'm throwing in the fire. Yeah.
Kelly's like,
I don't know. I really
I can
like
only
my
pick
family.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Joe, who are you picking?
She'd be happy to do it. My mother.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were Dr. Uncle Peter.
We'd have one last kiss, and that would be... Not the way you think. I met with tongue.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hotwings.
Well, this is tough, man. I have a very small family on both sides. It doesn't go out very far. But I'm going to have to go with, I think I would have to go with my aunt on my dad's side, probably.
Because everybody hates her?
Well, no. I mean, not everybody loves, but.
I was going to say, that was not a full no.
But I haven't, we're not close, and I haven't seen her in a long time.
Oh,
so
okay.
It wouldn't, I mean.
I have one of them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would affect me probably the least.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't feel good about it. But, I mean, it's the, what, save the world?
Or save the world.
Free cheese?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll do it for cheese, too.
cheese.
But saving the world is, that's a pretty big thing. So I think, I mean, she would understand.
This text from Tennessee. I'd sacrifice my half-sister. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup, though. Boy, that's pretty dangerous. Just get all five of them.
Yeah, just to take
I don't know which one's my sister, so take all five. Save the world. Everybody's better.
If they're halvesies, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, this is a hard one. Briefly describe. So not hot wings. Mm-mm. Briefly describe. Joe. Sorry. The three finest meals you've ever prepared yourself. Begin.
Oh, my. I have prepared so few that were grand.
What about that, like, 5-gallon bucket of slop you had in your fridge?
Oh, my God. Didn't you just, like, puree sweet potatoes and add beans or something?
Okay. You did it, like, in your air fryer?
Yeah, you made some kind of potatoes.
A gruel.
I did it.
Give me some reheated bean potatoes, please.
That sounds better than ever. I mean, I got an Instant Pot for Christmas or birthday. I don't know.
It wasn't long after that. I got an Instapot for May.
Yeah.
No occasion. We use it a lot.
But, mm-hmm. And that's great. Yeah. I just, like, the way it was sold to me was... This, you know, you can basically just put anything in here.
Yeah, boy, you cannot. That is not the case with those things.
Can't. And I didn't measure anything, and so I was like, I just went and...
God, I really thought it could just make magic.
I just did. Thought That's you threw the ingredients in
it.
Would
do it.
I put a crayon, a tiny lizard I found outside, and some dead crickets in there, and I thought I would have roast in 2 hours.
So I just went to the store, and I bought, like, some grains and some potatoes and some meat. And I threw it all in there, and it was just like, yeah, it was like barley yam burger.
Bean potato.
I know, disgusting.
And you can count that as all three of your meals if you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you would have to.
Plopped it. I cooked bao once.
Bao?
That was pretty good.
What
is bao?
It's a bun. It's a bun with like barbecue inside. Yeah.
B-A-O?
B-A-O. Yeah.
I don't know how to say that.
Wow. There was a heartwarming.
Like barbecue meat or just
barbecue
sauce?
Barbecue meat.
Okay.
Barbecue meat.
That'd be weird.
And I made roast.
Hollow bread with just a pile just of barbecue sauce in it.
It's not just bread.
And the sauce is
like
cold.
It's like the fluffiest.
Like spongy.
Like spongy, yeah.
Stretchy bread. Wet.
And I made it from scratch.
Oh, wait. Yum.
I made vegan sweet potato quesadillas with homemade vegan cheese once. I used to do things, but it was too time consuming.
Are you counting HelloFresh recipes now?
Nope.
Those would be my top three, probably. Technically.
I make good guacamole. These aren't meals. I can make
You can make it into a meal, though.
I could.
I have.
How thanks?
I have, yeah.
I mean...
Give me one.
I've made some pretty good things, but I'm definitely not a chef at home. I made... was it last year? 2 years ago, I made... like a really big thick steak that just turned out great that I put garlic butter and like was it gorgonzola or I don't know.
Did you have sides or did you just eat?
No, and then I had garlic mashed potatoes and I had grilled asparagus spears.
Wow. That's pretty complete. That's pretty good.
It was like a restaurant and I was so proud of it and it was so good. And I think that was the best thing I ever made. I've made some pretty decent things, but I think that was the one that turned out the best.
I would like that now.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Deli?
You
probably have a lot of them.
I love to cook. I do. The best meal I've ever cooked was definitely roasted duck. I copied it from a restaurant I worked at, and it had South Carolina wild rice, roasted duck, carrots, and celery, and you do it all in like one pan, and you bake it, and then you broil it so it's all charred, and then you throw some blackberries in there because they give like a sweetness to that gamey. Oh, my God. It was so good. And then...
That's actually very similar to the one I was going to give.
Really? Wait, what's yours?
Twice-baked spaghetti with bow tie.
Is that just SpaghettiOs you reheated twice?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just spaghetti senselessly cooked twice. Because after you did it baked, after cooking it the normal way, do you know what it tasted like? Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just made it take longer. Mm. And I wasn't good at portions. So for two people, I made approximately 500 pounds of it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right to me.
Yeah.
Yum. I love spaghetti, though.
All right, Steve, you're next. Do you want to play the one-word game or pass?
I want to play.
Okay. I will give you something, and you have to give one word without thinking. Sidestep your own mental filters.
Like
says.
A word association
Cut to
type
the chase.
Thing.
Don't pause, don't ponder, don't criticize. Mm-hmm. If you could say everything you wanted with just one word. Ready?
Yes.
My job.
Delicious.
My partner.
Delicious.
Are you going to say that for all of them?
No.
My body.
All right.
I mean, your body. Not, yeah. Like, I don't do this for mine.
All right.
Your love life.
Really good.
That's two words.
Good.
Not really good, though, is it?
Love life.
Like Applebee's. It's just like Applebee's.
Steve's Steve, the Applebee's of sex.
Yes.
It's fine if it's all that's around.
Yeah.
Your sanctuary.
Taraj?
Did you say turd? What does that even mean, Hot Wings?
Well, I was going to say turd hut, and then I realized that was two words for
What
Steve.
If you hyphenate?
Yeah.
Garage. Yeah. Your fear.
Loneliness.
Oof.
Your childhood.
Average.
Okay. Pass it to someone else that you want to go next.
Hot Wings.
Ooh.
Your fear.
Loneliness.
Your kryptonite.
Oh, a skirt and boots.
That's a lot more than one word. Like, do you understand
blonde.
This? I mean,
outgoing.
Really. Is there anything you can't answer too long?
One words is my kryptonite.
Fair enough. Your regret.
Oh. Investments.
Your turn on.
Boots.
Your turn off.
Warts.
Oh.
Your hero.
Me.
If someone actually said that about themselves, would you think, wow, they're really confident and empowered? Or would you think they were a hopeless douchebag?
A little bit of both.
Really?
Hopelessly
I'm
empowered.
Just the second one. Yeah. He's a very confident, hopeless douchebag.
Hopelessly empowered.
Yeah. Hobbings, pass it to someone.
Oh, Kelly.
Your future.
Bright.
Your fantasy.
Sexual.
Your Achilles heel.
Good pair of shoulders. Shoulders. I love strong shoulders.
I know. See, it's hard
what's
sometimes.
The, oh my pick God. A word.
Shoulders.
Your guilt.
Past.
Joe.
Yeah.
Greatest virtue.
Optimism.
That's good.
That was hard, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
Hobbing's
greatest, greatest virtue.
Loyalty.
Kelly.
Trust.
Steve.
Honesty.
Joe, back to you. What's your vice?
Food.
That's all of them. I was going to go back and repeat. All right. That's their. We're done.
Okay. All right.
I would have said all of the same things you guys did. So that worked out great. I don't have to go.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.